Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Welcome to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. Thank you for joining us Monday through Fridays from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock p.m. USA Eastern Standard Time. We had technical difficulties this week, and you wasn't able to hear the broadcast on Monday and Tuesday. Again, on Monday and Tuesday, we had technical difficulties, and we thank you for tuning in tonight to see if we are aired. Our normal broadcasters are Reverend Leroy Rice and Mrs. Rice, who comes out of Virginia and gracious with the Word of God. Truly, we are so blessed to have them on our radio station. However, tonight that they have agreed, or Reverend Rice have agreed, that we're going to pick up on our normal radio broadcast that we had scheduled for this week. Again, Reverend Leroy Rice and Mrs. Rice will be with us next Wednesday, but we want you to sit back, relax, go into the inner courts and behind the veil, and listen to this special broadcast that we believe will touch your heart and souls that was ordained by God. God bless you again. And remember now, if God can't do it, it cannot be done. Thank you for listening to the Fivefold Ministry Broadcast. Amen. Hold on, please.
Like to do things in decency and in order and correct
when I speak about the things of God. But I thank God that even though I was a country and this little dialect cannot pronounce certain words, and I get stuttered and I mess up, pastor, or whatever the title could be, a child of God, you know, holding on the hem of his garment, she pushed me on the radio, and I was there for 2 years. Next thing I know, I had an invitation to go on international radio behind I always get his name confused with those like Benny Hinn and also other great giants that were on the radio, international radio at the time, which was Billy Graham. My show was right after Billy Graham. And I used to say, God, I don't have anything to say. That's Billy Graham. He all over the world. I'm just a country girl from the South. I can barely talk. But through that, being obedient, having just one soul to see something good in me besides my mother, a person that loved me unconditionally as a friend, a woman in the Lord, and Dr. Pat did that for me, that it opened up more doors. And, yes, I did go around the world, and I'm proud to say it, that I was at the back door, felt like the least of all, and it took me to several countries. I thank God for that. And so this show goes out to her mother, none other than Queen Mother Annie Green. I say again that this show is dedicated to Queen Mother Annie Green. You know why she's the queen? Because she pushed people like her daughter to encourage us. Not jealousy, not hatred, not bitterness. But when you are a queen, you're a virtuous woman. When you are a queen, you see the good in everybody else. When you are a queen, you're not trying to critique or tear down a judge or say nothing negative. You don't have that drama. So we want to salute her and say thank you for your daughter. Thank you for the opportunity that she, too, saw something in me that I didn't see in myself. So this program over the next 30 minutes is for you and all of the mothers and fathers out there. We salute you, those who needed that prayer. Let us listen to Crystal Greer at this time, a praying mother. Amen. Anybody else out there got a mother dropping her knees when things ain't too hard to bear? I got a praying mother who always encouraged me to take any of my problems and my trials and tribulations to God and leave them there. And I thank God for my praying mother who always prayed and always prayed for me. I love you, Mama. And I'll never forget the things that you taught me. I'll never forget what you taught me about God. Look.
Lord knows I'm close and perfect.
And I never tried to be.
For some unknown reason, God is still here with me. So I thank God for praying mother, who always prayed a prayer for me. Remember, I tried to fix you, my brother.
Yes, we should thank God for the mothers who prayed for us, the grandmothers and those fathers who prayed us through. Truly that sometimes we can be hard-headed, and then we got to reap those consequences of what we did. So as I said today, we want to give a special salute to those mothers and fathers and praise God that truly he has sent angels in our life. I never will forget that I was sitting at my mom's kitchen table, and I said, "Mother, how can you believe something that you can't see?" And she said, "Baby, if I lose my faith, I lose everything." She would hold on to that little red testament no bigger than a hand. She said that God is able. And if you ask him to come into your heart and sup with you and fill you with that Holy Spirit, he's going to do it. I said, "Ma, but it's hard to believe something you can't see." She said, "Open up your heart." Hallelujah. And I remember sitting there and listening to a special song here in the United States. I used to go to Gillis Memorial Church, and people just laughed because my last name was Gillis. I was a cousin to the pastor of the church. And they used to have the James Cleveland Workshop Choir. Reverend James Cleveland used to stop in. And this particular song pierced my heart, and I got saved right there in the kitchen. And I never will forget it. I said, "Lord, do it for me." Amen.
Yeah. little problem, dear.
God fixed my problems right there in my mom's kitchen. And, oh, my God, I was so glad that when Jesus came into my heart, I was sitting right there at the kitchen table, that the peace of God came all over me that surpassed all understanding, that everything just felt better. And, again, I want to say to you, be encouraged, beloved, that God loves you. And that you are his creation. Just tug at him. Open up your heart and trust him to come into your life. And he will give you peace in the midst of the storm. Amen.
Thank you.
peace of God fell on me, that truly I felt a difference in my life. And I thank God that the Holy Spirit covered me. You can get it right where you are, beloved, that if you need a refreshing, if you need God to come in and save you right now, if you want God to just sup with you, you got to open up your heart. As Bishop T.D. Jakes said, you got to just open up so that the unfamiliar can be familiar, and that is the presence of God, to let him come in even deeper into your soul so to hold out. Amen. I want to encourage you always that whatever you do, don't you weep, don't you cry, that Jesus is the best thing. It's nothing like loving the Lord. It's nothing like letting salvation come into your heart. You know why? Because you know that when you call on God, you don't have to weep, you don't have to cry, because God got it. Amen? Amen. Aretha Franklin that says, Mary, don't you weep. Truly, when you have your mind set on Christ and when you know that God can do anything but fail, you know that you truly have a friend in the Lord, and God loves you, beloved. He woke me up this morning, and as a testimony, I was saying to the Lord yesterday, I said, God, I really don't have a sermon that people, what is it that you want me to say? And I said, all I have, God, is praise music, because according to Psalms 150, it says, praise ye the Lord. And I said, God, I love to praise you. I only have praise music. And Dr. Pat called me, and she said a word to me this morning. She said, just praise the Lord. So God used her to confirm that what he want me to say to you this morning, it is time, beloved, that we just continue to give him praise and to give him more praise. You know why? Because praise can bring you out of hardship. Hey, hallelujah. Praise can give you the hope to hold on when look like all else has fallen or that's failing in your life. Praise will bring the presence of God to you, and the Holy Spirit can wrap you and give you a fresh anointing. Praise will let you know that you have a friend in God when you open up your heart. This is what the Mississippi Mass Choir is saying, that what a friend we have in Jesus, beloved. And I want to encourage you to go on your day praising God. Amen. Says, what a friend we have in Jesus. We just have to turn it over in prayer. You know why? It's good to know that when you have done all that you can do, you have to stand and be still and know that your God can do anything but fail. It's nothing like that when you can feel and see the presence of God in your life, especially have an eternal life that will be able to see Jesus. Let us listen to Douglas Miller at this time. Amen.
Love.
that says hallelujah. Yes, that God is the strength of our life. Truly, when you open up your heart and you let God come in, it's nothing like it, beloved. It's nothing like asking God to let his presence be known, to let God just come in and just feel your heart. Truly, as we said earlier, that our God, how excellent is his name. God bless you again. You're listening to the Fivefold Ministry broadcast. As always, I'm your host, Apostle Margie Mercer. I come into reverence and praise God. And let us listen to all nations' music, as his name is Yahweh.
We worship you,
all the glory.
Simple as waking up in the morning, that we couldn't do it by ourselves, that it's the grace, it's the mercy, it's the love, and it's the favor of God, that truly we are so blessed that God has come into our lives and God has just shown his grace and mercy to us. You know what, beloved, that even something as small as that, you know,
that it is a great and marvelous thing. You didn't have to wake up this morning, you know, that God saw fit to give you another chance, another opportunity, just so that you can enjoy being in the land of the living. The thing that he made is for us, beloved, so we can enjoy and see the glory of God and his righteousness. Truly, we are so grateful. And we need to be more grateful in praise and worship. This is what the message is today, to praise and worship God and to glorify him. Amen. Amen.
was Hezekiah Walker and the Love Fellowship Choir. Truly, we need to be more grateful. Even if you feel in your heart that you are grateful, just show God with a little extra, God, I thank you extra time that I'm grateful. And I want to just thank God. You know, I just thought about when that song was playing how that I was invited to go to Jamaica. And all of a sudden that I had an attack that I could not walk. And I called my doctor, and they did x-rays. They couldn't find nothing wrong. And they said, it's probably arthritis, whatever it is. But I knew it was an adversary trying to keep me from going there to give someone hope, that God told me to pray for a young man, which I did. And I felt as a mother in my spirit that I just need to go and give him a hug. I went all the way to Jamaica to give him and his wife a hug. And it was so heavy at the time that my daughter, I'm so grateful for my daughter, Sydney Mercer, a phenomenal young woman, a praise worshiper in God. And she traveled with me, and she pushed that wheelchair because I couldn't walk. She pushed me all the way to the airport. She helped me on a bus. And even when I got into the church, it was funny that I had a wheelchair to get on the plane, a wheelchair in the plane. When I got off the plane, that they just pushed me all through customs in that wheelchair. But when I got to the church, I'll say it again, but when I got to the church, I was determined to reverence and praise God. I was there for a whole week, and God saw fit that I got up. And I was able to walk around and pray for people and give them a hug and to let them know that our God is able to do anything but fail. Truly, I was so grateful that, you know, God gave me that opportunity. You should not take nothing ever for granted. And I thank God. You know why? Because God is a God that loves us so, that God is a God that keeps his promises. He keep his word. You know what? That our God is a covenant keeper, and that we are the reflection of him. Let us speak more in love and be grateful. Let us treat others the way that we want to be treated. Let us forgive people of their shortcomings. Even myself, Apostle Mercer, I'm not perfect. And I thank God that even when you sit back and you study and you think about a thing, that God can show you the errors of your ways so that you can repent. Beloved, I just want to encourage you and all the mothers and dads out there. Thank you so much for praying us through. As All Nation Music says, that our God is a covenant keeper. Just as he have a mother that pushes us through, I had a friend that pushed me through this morning. And God bless you. Amen.
The covenant keeping God. Yeah.
writer says that our God is a covenant-keeping God. Yes, he is, beloved. God can do anything but fail. You know, it's so very important that we give a praise, a worship to God. You know, that open up blessings, it open up doors, it open up favor, it open up healing, it open up directions and peace of mind. It's nothing like it. When you just give praise to God, do you know it's an anthem of praise? Yes, it is. It's worship. And I love to read it that they say that there's a part of heaven that all day long, all they do is praise Yahweh, the great I am, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, that they praise God. Let us listen to the Full Gospel Baptist Church Fellowship Choir. Amen, amen.
We worship the Lord. I want us to worship God for just a moment. We talked about one sound. Everybody say one sound. There is a kingdom sound. There is a kingdom sound. Everybody say that. There is a kingdom sound. Say it again. There is a kingdom sound. And I want you to understand this, that there is always a sound that precedes a move of God. Everybody say that. There's always a sound that precedes the move of God. Whenever you will find deliverance, wherever you will find healing, wherever you find a move of God, it is always associated with a sound. I want us to take just maybe 30 seconds, and we're gonna sing this song. We're gonna raise it as an offering to the Lord. But I want us to take about maybe just 30 seconds, if you will, brother. I just want you to minister on that guitar. I want you to raise your hands in his presence and let's just worship God all over this room. Come on, everybody, let's worship God all over this room. Hallelujah.
Yes, there's things that's going on in the world, in the news. Yes,
there's life and death in the power of the tongue. Yes, you see so many things that's happening, even in the Middle East, but you got to stay encouraged that our God is God all by himself, and he knows what we need, amen, that we have to trust God. You know why? Because our God is an everlasting Father. Yes, he is. That we got to see the good, even in the bad, and say with confidence and with faith that our God got it. Let us listen to Will Murphy at this time. Amen.
My salvation, whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord, my life, salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid?
Songwriter says that I will wait on the Lord and I will have trust in him. It's so good to know that when you can't trust nothing else or nobody else, that you can trust God. Yes, you can, beloved. And I want to encourage you that God is God all by himself. He don't need no help. So we need to praise and worship him and glorify him and to be a reflection of light. That if you don't have anything good to say out your mouth, then don't say anything. You want to exalt, edify, and encourage, build up each other, speak kind, not tear down, critique, find fault, judge. You know, I just thank God for people like Dr. Pat that encouraged me to see the good that was inside of me. I could never see it, but I went by trust and faith in God, that God had put her in my life to push me forward. So truly, I thank her and Queen Mother Annie Green again, who is a queen according to Virtuous. But we say that I'm just so excited that she's a Proverbs 31 woman. Yes, she is. God bless you again. Remember now, you can hear us Monday through Fridays from 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock right here, United States Eastern Standard Time. I slow down. 7 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. United States Eastern Standard Time, or you can listen to us, which I hope as well, as on Sunday mornings from 8:30 to 10 o'clock a.m. Again, that's 8:30 to 10 a.m. on this same radio station. You know, I told you last week that God had a word for you today. The word is to worship and praise God. God loves praises. You know why? Because if God can't do it, it can't be done, because he's God all by himself. Let us be a reflection of his goodness. Amen. Amen.
Number your day.